This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hi, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Aaron Davis texted in and said, well, what did he say? Go ahead and read it.
He said, Adam, ask Buck about his love for Texas. This Iowa love is repulsive.
Your Iowa love is repulsive. Tell me about your Texas love.
I do not have any Texas love. That is the one. I talked all about my bias and professionalism and all that. I still hate Texas. I'm sorry. They ruined my childhood.
You did tell me during the break how you like actually admire Iowa, the way they play really good defense, really good special teams. They find a way to win. And you're like, imagine if they'd have had an offense.
Yeah.
At all the past 10, 15, 20 years, what could have happened? And I don't want to imagine that. I don't want to imagine that at all, Bach.
Bring back Bad Banks. Brad Banks.
Oh, man. Oh. They were, 11-1 that year, went to the Orange Bowl, got killed by USC. What was that, 05? Is that 05?
Yeah, like way back. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. That's the last time they were like a real threat consistently on offense, at least from the quarterback perspective. What are you laughing at? What text
I don't
do you
even
read?
Know if I can read this, but I will.
Okay. All right.
0778 says, if PJ Fleck ever gets a head coaching job at Iowa, Jake will have to go to a doctor because it will last longer than 4 hours.
All right.
I do like PJ Fleck. I can't argue with that either.
I mean, he keeps winning there.
Yeah.
Antics or not, he keeps winning. I mean, I would like to win as much as Minnesota's winning, and then I'd like to win more. But let's start with beating them, winning as much as them, and then proceed to hopefully win more at some point. All right, let's dive into this a little bit. Start to answer the actual question. I do think our offensive line will be improved. How much? We will see. It's hard to gauge when you're practicing against your own self. All right, in practice, you have to go against someone else because you're trying to gauge the D-line. You're trying to gauge the O-line. All right, I do think the wide receivers will be improved. I mean, our tight end room is very interesting. It's unfortunate with Mac Markway. Wish him all the best. But you got Harburg. You got Lindenmeyer. Nelson's, I mean, he looks different this year. He's clearly been in the weight room, put on strength, put on size. And he's a guy who's an athlete to begin with. And they've even talked about how they've used 12 personnel a decent amount. I think you've got the personnel to use 13 personnel quite a bit if you want. One running back, two tight ends, or one running back, three tight ends. I expect the offense to be noticeably improved. If it's not, I'm just going to be blunt. I will be disappointed. I think it's a fair thing to expect, especially with a lot of the transfers that we brought in. Okay. To help the offense as well. We brought transfers in on both sides, but there was more on the offensive side of the ball. I actually expect our offense to be ahead of the defense. That's my expectation. Not a dig at the defense. Okay. Both can't be ahead of each other. If you have to pick one, I'm going to go with the offense right now. Again, if special teams are average to start the year, I do think they can be better than average, but if they're average to start the year, that's a noticeable improvement. How much do they improve as the year goes along will also be something to keep an eye on. You look at the defensive side of the ball. All right, what are your thoughts when you look at the defensive side of the ball before I kind of dive into this a little bit, Jake?
Yeah, you know, Coach Rule doesn't necessarily like it, but that defensive line is kind of the untested, and so we'll continue kind of be until we see it. The question mark there. I like some of the newcomers at linebacker. Of course, you got a veteran secondary there, and a new defensive coordinator taking over for a scheme that they'd like. They've had success with. So, you know, I don't think it takes it too much of a step back. I think new players will have to emerge. But again, I kind of stop at that next level of the defense, right? Where Nebraska has been top 20 defense. There are a few teams in the conference that have top five, you know, in the nation defenses. And is Nebraska going to get there? They're going to need some players to really step up and be all conference type of players to get there. I don't know if I can predict that as of right now, but I still think they can be on pace or close to what they were the last couple of years. Though I would, again, unfair or not, just because of personnel, I think you would say maybe a slight step back.
So, again, I expect the offense to be ahead of the defense. We'll see how good the offense is. How good can we run the ball? I mean, they've ranted and raved about Mekhi Nelson and how explosive he looks in the running back room. You need more than just one running back. Really, you need more than two. Okay. And Emmett Johnson, I expect to be a really good running back. You know, Quentin Ives, we'll see what happens there. So the running back depth is something we got to keep an eye on. Like I said, I do think special teams, they can no longer be a liability. I feel like that is something we can feel good about saying. Special teams should no longer be a liability. We long snapping issues. I mean, Kevin Gaelic, FCS All-American. You bring in this punter they're ranting and raving about. You got Barney, obviously going to return some punts. They've got some ideas as far as returning kicks, although that's a smaller part of the game now. A lot more touchbacks, so to speak. I'm curious to see how the field goal kicker situation works out, who ends up being the guy that hopefully steps up and takes that job and that bull by the horns. Defense, offense ahead of the defense. You got to see how good it actually is. I have to wait and see how the offense actually looks, how the special teams actually looks. But that's what I feel safe projecting based on what we know. You look at the defensive side of the ball, there's just more question marks just because there's less experience, which means less proven guys. And I knew we were one of the younger, I guarantee you saw this. I knew we were one of the younger teams in the Big Ten, but there is no Big Ten school that has a roster younger than Nebraska. Of the 125 players, 91 of them are underclassmen. Now, I saw that graphic online the other day, credit to Luke Mullen. 91 of 125 are underclassmen, the most of any Big Ten school. And when it comes to guys who are projected to start, you look at just the offense real quick. All right, guys who are projected to start. There's senior, sophomore, and that's Isaiah Hunter, Ja'Cory Barney. Then you've got junior, senior, sophomore. So only three underclassmen, no freshmen projected to start out of 11 starters on offense. All eight are upperclassmen. You look at defense, there's a few more younger guys. Now the secondary, I mean, you've got junior, senior. Javon Wright is a guy that Rule has talked about. He's an older dude. You start to look at Willis McGahee. He's a young talent. He's a Sunday player, but a younger guy. Vincent Shaver is a guy that everybody's ranting and raving about, including myself. Younger dude. You look at the D-line, a lot of younger guys. Cam Lenhart's really the veteran in there, being a junior. So there's just a little bit more question marks when it comes to the defense, just because there's a little bit less experience. And you look at our roster as a whole, 73% of the roster is freshmen or sophomores, 91 out of 125. Does that give you, when you start talking about Kool-Aid and you start talking about these other things, does that give you a little bit of cause to pause? Like, oh man, are we overhyping them? Is it going to be like previous years where you felt really good coming in and then certain things were overlooked, like maybe the youth, and all of a sudden now maybe we shouldn't have overlooked it? What are your reaction to all that, Jake?
Yeah, it's interesting. I was kind of surprised to see that graphic like you were, that Nebraska is the youngest team in the Big Ten. It makes sense, I guess, when you break it down. But again, a lot of the contributors or the projected starters are going to be upperclassmen. So it's a nice balance. It's actually, I mean, that's kind of perfectly what I would want on a team, right? Is a lot of up and comers that are going to push the depth at the top, push the players at the top of the depth chart there, and plenty of potential for the future while learning under the wing of veterans there. So, you know, I don't think that necessarily changed the way that I view the season. It does, I think, maybe give you a little bit more hope for the future and that a lot of these guys can stick around. But then again, you just kind of go back to roster management in college football. Now, anyways, you're an offseason away from a completely different roster. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. But I think teams that's kind of Matt Rule's plan coming in. We Scott Frost kind of had that plan at times, was kind of get my freshman class and younger classes and bring them up. And doing that while, and Matt Rule, I think, has kind of shifted to do that while being kind of a transfer portal school and getting veterans into play right away. So I think it's a good combination for a long-term plan.
So you look, you kind of went where I was going. You look at the overall roster, we're the youngest in the Big Ten, but you look specifically at the starters on defense. You got, and it depends, you know, but Hartzog, Zaire Wright, you got Singleton, you got Buford. It depends on a lot of things. We'll see who actually is the starters. These are projected guys. Andrew Marshall, Javon Wright, Marcus Watson-Trent, Dawson McCullough, all upperclassmen. So if you look at the defense, 8 of the 11 projected starters. Now, I'm willing to bet that Vincent Shaver is probably going to start in there as well. We'll see what happens with Willis McGahee. Jacob Bauer is a guy that got a lot of attention. He's a sophomore in the spring as well. So we'll see how it all actually plays out. But 8 of the 11 projected starters, depending on how it plays out, or 7 of the 11 are upperclassmen as well. The position without a lot of upperclassmen, is the defensive line. You look at Keona Davis, Riley Van Poppel, who people have been ranting and raving about. He's been popping off, so to speak, bad pun intended. You know, Williams and Wari is a guy with an insanely high ceiling. Can he develop sooner rather than later? Elijah Judy is the one senior in that defensive line room. Haven't heard a ton about him, so we'll see what happens there. So it really comes back to the trenches. It really comes back to the defensive line. And this is why I think they have a chip on their shoulder, is because I don't think anyone's, you know, saying anything negative about the defensive line. That's just kind of where the question marks are. Like when Jay Moore first started, well, he didn't have the experience until he started. Neither did I. Neither did Chris Kelsey. These are guys that I was all in a defensive line room with. That's why I'm naming them. You know, and so for me, you don't know until you see it, and you can't see it till you get the experience on an actual game field. So a lot of this season could revolve around how well that defensive line plays. So we'll see how it all unfolds. I do expect, again, the offense to be ahead of the defense, at least in the beginning. I do think the secondary, there's a lot of guys who can potentially play and start. A lot of experience. No lack of experience in the secondary. You look at the second level of the defense. I mean, you look at Marcus Watson, Trent, Javon Wright, Dawson McCullough. You know, those are all upperclassmen. We'll see how Willis does. And Vincent Shavers is a guy who's going to be an impact player. I do expect that. I do think the second level of our defense is as athletic as we've had in a very long time, maybe since 2009. How does that play out? It comes to the defensive line. Can they step up and play like they did a couple of years ago when they were young and inexperienced and unproven at that point? And then they ended up being the strength of the team, in my opinion, that particular year, Rule's first year. Or how does that play out? I think a lot of it's going to revolve around how the whole team improves, but what we actually see in the trenches, O-line, D-line-wise, just because I'm a trenches guy. That's how you win games.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I do think, I mean, that is the one, again, going back to the defensive line and questioning, is that is one place that you wouldn't necessarily love to be young is the defensive line. You know, you have to usually generally kind of grow into that position. And sometimes we saw Cam Linhart start as a freshman. But at least we've seen flashes of these guys. And I think that with you know, between Van Poppel and Keona Davis and Linhart, they showed enough flashes that they can develop and be good players. And then the other thing is, you don't want to start a senior just because he's a senior, right? I mean, you still take the best guys in the room. And if those end up being the three that they go with, yeah, they might be a little young, and that could be good for the future. And maybe they'll take some bumps along the way, but, you know, so be it. I mean, it's kind of, Got to work with what you have, and I think that they've got a lot of potential, a lot of upside. Again, in that room, that's not the question. It's just if you know it different body types, different look than what Nebraska has had. So that's why there's a lot of questions.
You look at guys in this room. There's not a lack of talent. Keona Davis, remember when he hit the transfer portal? Mm-hmm. People were like, "Whoa!" Like if you leave and people don't care, that's not a great sign. But when he left, entered the portal, and then came back, people were like, whoa, when he left, and excited when he came back. That tells you what people think of him. Riley Van Poppel, Cam Linhart is a guy who's shown he can do it 2 years ago. Last year was a little bit quiet. Does he reemerge this year, so to speak? Like, there are guys in there that can absolutely do it. Random name I want to mention just from the defense as a whole, Jordan Ochoa. Keep your eye out for him. A freshman. Just keep your eye out for him. Just going to throw that name out there real quick. My big question with the defense, because we've been a top number 11, and I think it was number 19. So a top 20 defense the past 2 years. I have a three-part question for you. They're all related. Number one, can we be a top 20 defense again? Number two, top 25? Or number three, can we at least stay in the top 30? Because if we can stay in the top 25 to top 30, or stay top 20, dare I say improve, people saying we might be this year's version of Indiana becomes a lot less weird to talk about. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's, I think that's a good range. I think Nebraska, I think that should be the expectation. If they do step back, not a far step back, maybe, you know, kind of top 30, if they could improve, obviously that would be great. And so ultimately, you know, we could talk about the offense ahead of the defense, this and that. And I think there's truth to that, but I think there are going to be some games that we all know where the offense might struggle. The defense has to win the game that year, that week. Opposite side too. Sometimes the defense is going to struggle. I don't think they have such a heavy, obvious strength this year where it's like, man, well, they score 28 points, we're out. Or, you know, if we don't, you know, so I think there's going to be certain weeks the defense is going to have to be the strength of the team. And I think they can do it.
Bad news, Bach. That is a phenomenal point because sometimes one side of the ball, maybe it's an off day. Maybe it's just not working for whatever reason. Can the other side of the ball pick it up? That is a phenomenal point. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We come back. We'll give our official projection on whether Nebraska is this year's Indiana, and or is it even realistic to talk about them being a CFP contender? Because Matt Rhule did an interview with CBS, NBC, one of them, where he talked about making a playoff-type run. Did you see that headline and watch the interview at all?
I hadn't seen that, huh?
Yeah, so we'll give our official answers. We've only made you wait 2 hours. I think we should give our official answers and projection when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.